USA News. I'm Jerry Barnash. House Republicans and the White House are said to be closing in on a deal to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters he's confident an agreement will be reached in time to avoid a government default. As for President Biden, before heading to Camp David for the Memorial Day weekend, he said a deal is, quote, very close. Texas lawmakers on Saturday voted to impeach State Attorney General Ken Paxton, who has been temporarily removed over allegations of misconduct that range from bribery to abuse of office. The Texas Senate will conduct a trial. Permanent removal requires two-thirds of senators' support. Vice President Kamala Harris is making history by delivering the commencement address to cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
Cadets, global security and global prosperity depend on the leadership of the United States of America. And a strong America remains indispensable to the world.
This July marks the 47th anniversary of women being admitted to West Point. We're in the middle of one of the busiest travel periods of the year. FlightAware says more than 1,000 flights already are delayed for tomorrow, with more than 200 flights canceled. Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport saw its third most amount of travelers on Friday, as the TSA says they screened more than 97,000 passengers, including crew members.
Some 10 million passengers are expected to pass through airports across the USA over Memorial Day weekend. Right there with them at LAX is this woman headed to Japan who talked with KTLA.
I haven't seen them, like, for about 3 years.
Air travel for the holiday weekend is back to its highest level in over 3 years. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden are expected to meet this evening as they look to complete debt ceiling negotiations, CNN reports. If you don't own stocks in the market, you're in the minority.
The number of Americans who say they own stocks is at a 15-year high. That's according to a new Gallup survey that found 61% of U.S. adults have money invested in the stock market. That's the highest level since 2008, just after the start of the Great Recession. I'm Lance Pryde.
Pope Francis is back on his regular schedule a day after being sidelined with a fever. Vatican officials say the Pope addressed artists and writers from across the globe during a conference on Saturday at the Vatican. He told those in attendance to, quote, never stop being original and creative and never lose the wonder of being alive. Disney's new live-action remake of The Little Mermaid is splashing to a big weekend. Variety reports the film made $38 million on its opening day, and it's on pace to make at least $120 million during the four-day holiday weekend. The Mega Millions jackpot will get you even more money. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing, and that means Tuesday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery will be worth $187 million. As for Saturday's Powerball jackpot, that's worth $211 million. The Celtics look to force a Game 7 when they face the Heat tonight in the Eastern Finals. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.